Richard Miles backs the US military power on Australian soil. Discover how it risks our sovereignty and what citizens can do to reclaim it. Introduction: a quiet coup over Australia's defence. Location: Tyndall, Northern Territory. Action: a USB-52 bomber roars overhead. Thoughts: are we a launchpad for war? Emotions: unease, betrayal. It's 2025. As Defence Minister Richard Miles smiles beside a Pentagon official, another defence deal is signed. Few Australians notice. Even fewer understand its implications. Our government says it's about defending democracy. But whose democracy and against what threat? While China is still our biggest trading partner, we're warned of its menace. Meanwhile, US troops, bombers, and weapons quietly embed themselves deeper into our soil. This isn't protection, it's occupation by consent. How did we end up here? And why is it that Richard Miles backs the US military over Australia's sovereign interests? Problem: the erosion of Australian sovereignty. A defence strategy written in Washington. Since becoming defence minister, Richard Miles has overseen a shift that aligns Australia more closely with US military goals than ever before. The 2021 USFPI agreement expanded joint military operations. Billions have since been given to help US base upgrades in Darwin and Tyndall, alongside hosting US nuclear-capable planes. This is yet another example of how Richard Miles backs the US military agenda, prioritizing American strategic interests over national independence. It's not just alliance cooperation, it's dependence, says defense analyst Dr. Allison Broinowski. The permanent US footprint. US bases in Australia, Pine Gap, Robertson Barracks, and now expanded Northern Airfields. Ref, https://socialjusticeaustralia.com.au/us-military-bases-in-Australia. Rotating forces, thousands of US Marines cycle through annually, training for potential regional conflicts. Infrastructure, funded by Australian public money for US strategic benefit. Public money, private empire. Under Miles' leadership, defence spending reached 2.4% of GDP in 2024. That's over $60 billion, more than education or climate resilience combined. But this isn't public defence, it's public subsidy for the US military-industrial complex. This is precisely how Richard Miles backs the US military, not just with rhetoric, but with billions in public funds diverted from services Australians urgently need. The manufactured China threat. A convenient villain. There is no evidence that China poses a military threat to Australia. Defence intelligence reports confirm no plans for invasion or aggression. Yet headlines scream of Chinese expansionism, fueling fear and compliance. Who benefits? Weapons contractors profit from panic. US hegemony is preserved through Australian complicity. Political careers thrive on appearing tough on China. The US has surrounded China with 200-plus military bases, notes historian John Pilger. China has none outside its borders. Who's the aggressor here? Real consequences for Australians. Story: Emily, a nurse in Perth, struggles to afford rent. Her hospital is understaffed. Meanwhile, Miles commits $368 billion for nuclear submarines, years away from delivery, if ever. Why do we always find money for war, but never for nurses? Emily asks. Because Richard Miles backs the US military while ignoring the suffering of frontline workers like Emily. The Labour Right, a party captured by foreign and corporate interests. Richard Miles and the rise of Labour's conservative core. Richard Miles is a senior figure in the Labour Right, a faction increasingly indistinguishable from the Liberal Party on core issues such as defence, foreign policy, and trade. Rather than upholding the Labour tradition of peace, workers' rights, and democratic independence, the right faction embraces military alliances and market orthodoxy. Their influence is evident in Labour's full-throated support for AUKUS. Miles' open enthusiasm for US military integration is no coincidence. Richard Miles backs the US military model as central to Labour's right faction ideology and the suppression of internal dissent from more progressive voices within the party. Miles speaks more like a US Pentagon spokesperson than an Australian minister, notes a former Labour policy advisor. How the right faction is reshaping Labour. This shift reflects how Richard Miles backs the U.S. military, pushing Labor further from its peace-promoting roots. Suppresses internal debate on AUKUS, Palestine, and climate. Aligns with corporate donors, including arms manufacturers. Stifles progressive legislation, watering down meaningful reforms. The result? A Labor Party that once represented workers and peace is now compromised and cautious, often at the expense of sovereignty and social justice. A peaceful, sovereign path forward. Reclaiming foreign policy independence. And the U.S. military presence on Australian soil. Cancel or renegotiate treaties that erode autonomy. Prioritize diplomacy over deterrence. Invest in public needs, not foreign conflicts. Redirect defense billions to fully fund Medicare and homelessness. Provide free tertiary education. Australia, as a sovereign nation with currency-issuing power, can fund peace just as easily as it funds war. The real limitation is a lack of political will, not a shortage of money. Learn from global examples. Costa Rica abolished its military in 1948. Today, it ranks among the world's happiest and healthiest nations. Switzerland remains militarily neutral and is globally respected for its diplomatic role. Finland, historically known for its neutrality, is now a NATO member as of 2023, but for decades it served as a powerful example of how smaller nations can prioritize diplomacy and avoid entanglement in great power conflicts. "We must stop being a staging post for other nations' wars," says Senator David Shoebridge. Miles, the U.S., and our crossroads. For decades, Australia walked a delicate line, partner to the U.S., yet proudly sovereign. That line is vanishing. Richard Miles has accelerated Australia's subservience to U.S. military interests under the guise of strategic cooperation. But what we face is not defense, it's deterrence at the cost of independence. This is the inevitable outcome when Richard Miles backs the U.S. military without accountability or public consent. And it's happening with full ministerial approval. Richard Miles backs the U.S. military posture without public scrutiny or debate. It's time Australians asked, who does our government really serve? Q&A reader questions answered. Q1. Does China pose a real threat to Australia? A. No. Independent defense reports and strategic assessments have found no sign that China has plans or intentions to launch military aggression against Australia. The narrative of a China threat is primarily driven by geopolitical rhetoric and media fearmongering, rather than facts on the ground. Defense briefings and independent analysis show no strategic intent or capability for Chinese aggression against Australia. The threat narrative is manufactured. Q2. What is Australia's role in U.S. wars? A. Australia has supported every major U.S. conflict since World War II, often unquestionably because Richard Miles backs the U.S. military model as essential to our defense outlook. Many of which were considered illegal under international law, including Iraq and Vietnam. Today, Richard Miles backs the U.S. military with the same blind loyalty, continuing a dangerous tradition of automatic alignment. Q3. Can Australia fund peace instead of war? A. Absolutely. Australia's monetary sovereignty means it can issue currency to fund health, education, and housing, just as it funds submarines and bases. Question for readers. Do you believe Australia's defense policy should serve the people or the Pentagon? Disclaimer. This article reflects the author's analysis and opinion based on publicly available information. It is intended to contribute to informed public debate on matters of national interest.